Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I want to talk about how I fixed my inconsistency because when I look back at the way I was, I mean, even if we go back to my early 20s, I was the most inconsistent person in the world. I've talked about this, how my first job out of college, I struggled to get up and get to work on time. I mean, I was wildly inconsistent. I was binging regularly. And in my second job out of college, I got better at the consistency with work performance. So much so, I would say I was even good in that area. But everything else was a train wreck. My financial management was inconsistent. I was sometimes overspending and sometimes being super disciplined. My food was wildly inconsistent, where I would have days where I ate as if I was like prepping for a figure competition. I mean, granted, I was 350 pounds, so that wasn't happening, but days where it was just so dialed in and squeaky clean. And then days and weeks where it was hot mess express, overeating, binge eating. And there was just a lot of that wild swinging back and forth and feeling like I had zero consistency. And honestly, workouts were the same way. Sometimes I would do really well getting to the gym and I'd feel so proud of myself, maybe even for a couple of weeks. And then I wouldn't go for months, right? I was one of the most inconsistent people that's probably ever existed. Over time, I got better. But one of the things that really taught me a lot was when I was writing my books. And this happened with both of my books. I learned a lot working through inconsistency in my habit of writing. Here's what it looked like for me at the beginning of writing both Chasing Cupcakes and Tools for the Trenches. Every day felt hard. It felt like every day I had to figure out when I was going to write. Every single day I had to talk myself into writing. Okay, you can do it for 5 minutes. You've got to find time to write. Come on, Elizabeth, you've got to write today. It just was this constant pressure of, I need to write. When am I going to find the time to write? When am I going to get this done today? Oh, I'm struggling to find time. And then it would happen again the exact same way the next day. You gotta write. Come on. You gotta write. Let's just pull it together, focus for 35 minutes. When am I gonna write? I need to write. Crap, it's 4 o'clock and I haven't written yet. When am I gonna do it? It was every day like I was trying to solve a puzzle from scratch every single day. It never stayed together, it never clicked. And I've experienced that same exact feeling in every other area of my life at one point or another. I think the reason that writing was a real breakthrough for me is because there wasn't as much emotional baggage associated with inconsistency in writing as there was associated with inconsistency in eating healthy or inconsistency in working out. There was just so much more drama and judgment and shame with food and exercise that it made it harder to see patterns. And this is why when I'm coaching, I always give examples that might seem silly or trivial. Like I'll explain a practice or a principle or a strategy in terms of when you're sitting in traffic or when you're irritated with your spouse or when your kids are overwhelming you, because it's easier to see how it could be applied to things where you don't have a lot of baggage or history or drama or shame. And then once you get it, it's easier to see how it could show up in other areas. So this pattern became very easy to see in my writing. Every single day felt like a struggle. Every single day I felt this pressure of having to figure it out. And I've explained this in other podcasts. Like, imagine that you were an appliance repair person and you had no system and you had no process. So every single time you got called to fix a refrigerator, you had to figure it out as though it was the first time. I mean, that would be so inefficient and probably very frustrating. But what happens for that refrigerator repairman is that they learn to have a system. The first thing is it plugged in? Is there power going to the outlet? Even if it is plugged in, is it getting a charge, right? That's the first thing. Or maybe you see this with help desk support when you have a tech issue. they have a system because they've done it so many times before. They've learned a way to do it more efficiently. And so they say, let's start by rebooting your machine, right? Let's start by closing the application and reopening it. They have a system so that they're not having to carry this feeling of having to figure it all out every single day. So when I was trying to write my books and every day felt like a battle, every single day I was like, oh, what am I going to write? Am I going to do it early? Am I going to do it later? Am I going to do this thing first or am I going to do that thing first? Am I going to try and write for 30 minutes in one setting? Am I going to do 3 10-minute writing blocks? Should I write at home? Should I go to a coffee shop? All of that stuff was requiring me to make a lot of decisions that drained my energy, but also made it feel very overwhelming. So what I realized is that my inconsistency was a result of not having a system. I didn't have a dedicated writing time or a dedicated writing place or a dedicated writing process. I just had patterns of behavior like procrastination, like turning to distractions. I'm going to write, but oh, first let me check my email. And oh, a Facebook notification just popped up. And oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And you know what? Maybe I should make a cup of coffee. Those were patterns that I was defaulting into because I didn't have a system. So what I did was I created a system. Now, let me be very, very clear because I am a simple person through and through. A system does not have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to be time-bound. For example, having a system for my writing didn't mean that I was writing at 6 o'clock every single morning, because with my second book, well, actually, I guess I was only pregnant with Roman for my second book, but there were certainly things that were unpredictable where maybe I wasn't writing at the same time every day. Being I was very pregnant when I was writing Tools for the Trenches, being very pregnant, there might have been some days where I needed that more sleep, but the system was very simple in that before I did any other work, before I recorded a podcast, before I responded to client emails, before I was putting in tech work orders, before I was fixing a bug on my website, I would write for 30 minutes. Every day before I would go to bed, I would decide the specific topic that I was going to write about in my first writing block the next day. And that's as simple as my system started to be. It didn't matter if I was beginning my writing at 9 o'clock in the morning or at 9 o'clock at night. It was just the thing that I did before other work items. And I was writing on a predetermined topic. That was as simple as my system was. Then over time, it got a little bit more dialed in. In fact, when I was writing Chasing Cupcakes, I used a software. I think it was called Flow State. I didn't use it for Tools for the Trenches, I don't think. But basically, if you stop typing for too long, it would delete everything. That, like, literally. And so that forced me into not checking my phone or sending a text message or getting up for coffee. I mean, you could set the timer to be like 5 minutes so you didn't feel like you were locked in there forever. But my system became more dialed in. And the amazing thing about this, because this is not about writing, obviously, but the amazing thing about this is that it's helped me to see that when I'm struggling with consistency, I need to take a minute and look at my system. Do I have one? And again, I really want to emphasize this because we have a lot of overthinkers out there. A system does not need to be time-bound, and it does not need to be complex or intricate at all. It also does not need to be perfect. It will evolve as you use it. So let's think about it this way. What habit or issue do you continue to struggle with? And for that thing, do you have a system? Do you have a system? This could be something that's going on in your home. Like you always feel overwhelmed by a mountain of laundry. And then it gets to the point where it's nobody has any clean clothes. And by that point, you now have 12 loads of laundry. And so now, instead of having a massive pile of dirty clothes, you have a massive mountain of clean clothes that feels as overwhelming as the dirty clothes. And then people live off of the pile of clean clothes until you're back to the beginning, right? So there could be a simple system in place. One of my simple systems for laundry is that I carry down dirty clothes every time I come downstairs. That could be just a single pair of socks. That could be just my workout clothes. And another part of my extremely simple laundry system is that I have a small hamper in our bathroom, not a big hamper, because if it's small, I have to empty it more frequently, right? If it's big, then you can fit 3 weeks worth of laundry in there. That doesn't help me with my issue. And when it's full, I toss it in the wash, right? It's right there. The hamper doesn't have to be carried downstairs. It doesn't have to be picked up from room to room. Having young kids, we change them in the living room. So this is just really easy and it's close. Every kid doesn't have hampers in their own room. That's what works for me. That is a extremely simple way of putting a system in place. Couldn't be simpler, not fancy at all, for addressing this issue of laundry always feels overwhelming. It's either overwhelming because there's a ton of dirty clothes, or it's overwhelming because there's a ton of clean clothes that haven't been folded and put away, right? What system can you put in place to either get the result that you want or at least move you in a better direction? This could be something like the TV doesn't go on until the sun goes down, right? If you feel frustrated, like, oh my gosh, my kids are watching too much TV, or I'm watching too much TV. I didn't get this done because I got sucked into this show. I ended up starting dinner late because XYZ. The TV's only on if the sun is down, right? Simple, simple boundary. Call it a system. Call it whatever you want. One of the things for me with fitness, that used to feel, working out used to feel like my writing initially felt, waking up and when am I going to work out? I need to work out today. Crap, it's 4 o'clock and I haven't worked out. Now I'm tired. Am I going to do it or should I just wait until tomorrow? Having to figure that out every single day. So now I work out with a friend at 7 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I likely will add in a fourth day almost always, but hey, I don't have to figure out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to think about when I'm going to fit it in. I'm not going through my day being like, I haven't worked out yet. I need to work out. What am I going to do? When am I going to do it? I know what the workout is because I follow strong foundations. 7 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? Same thing with nutrition. Is there a simple system you can put in place? Here's an example of how I keep breakfasts very easy. Breakfast for me is either bacon and eggs, cabbage salad, Greek yogurt, or a protein shake. That's it. I don't have to stand in front of the fridge and be like, oh, what am I going to have? What should I do? I mean, I don't really have any good choices. When I grocery shop, I am stocking for those breakfast options. When I am deciding what I want, I am choosing from one of those options. And four might be a lot for you. You might need two. But sometimes the avocados aren't ripe, so that means cabbage salad is off. Sometimes our chickens are laying again regularly, but over the winter, our chickens weren't laying, so we might not have eggs. But you get the point. Lunch is leftovers. I don't have to stand there and be like, well, I'm really, really hungry. I might as well grab the kids' leftover mac and cheese. Lunch is leftovers from dinner the night before. Every single time, lunch is leftovers from dinner the night before. Same thing with my walking. I walk 15,000 steps per day. The system for that, instead of, crap, I haven't gotten my steps in. When am I going to do that? How am I going to fit it in? With certain work tasks, I know that if I'm doing them, I'm walking, period. So just to give a little bit of insight into how this looks for me, which certainly is not how it's going to look for you, I have a computer set up in my bedroom And sometimes I work there, like if the kids are napping or it's late at night and I don't want to go out to my office, I'll work in my bedroom. I have an office that's on our property, but it's outside the house, and that is where my treadmill desk is. So I know that if I have a meeting, I'm on the treadmill walking. If I'm uploading episodes or outlining episodes or doing anything administrative, creating social media posts, I am always walking when I do those things. I don't have to figure out every single day, when am I going to walk? Should I work upstairs or should I go out to my office? I know that there are certain things that when I do them, I am walking. There are other things like recording a podcast where I'm sitting down at a mic and the treadmill would have too much background noise, so I don't walk when I'm doing those types of things. Or if I am giving a presentation, I'm not walking while I do that. But I have defined ahead of time, if this, then that. If I'm crafting social media, if I'm responding to emails, if I'm attending a meeting, if I'm outlining an episode, if I'm doing administrative tasks, I'm walking on my treadmill. Period, the end, right? Simple systems. Consistency really thrives when there is a process. Because if you have to figure it out fresh every single day, your consistency is going to hinge on your time availability and your mental bandwidth. That is not a reliable place to live. It's not a reliable place to live. I want you to look at a simple system. If it stresses you out to lock it into a time, don't do that. I usually don't lock things into a time except for my workouts, because for me, having three kids under three, it's just different every single day. And their needs, or like a couple days ago, we had our two-year-old in urgent care. And I know that my life in this season requires flexibility. The workout piece is easy for me to link to time because they're still in bed, right? They're still in bed and my husband's home. So even if they were to wake up early, my husband's there. He doesn't have things going on at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. A simple system. For me, four breakfast options. That's what I have to choose from. This is what I'm eating. Lunch is leftovers from dinner the night before. It also helps me with cooking dinner. I always make sure that there's enough dinner prepared for leftovers for lunch the following day. When I'm writing, if I'm writing a book, it's the first thing I do before I get into other tasks, because I want to make sure that it gets my freshest ideas. And also, I want to make sure it gets done. If I save it for later, or say I always write between 1 and 3, that wouldn't work for me because, I don't know, 50% of the time something's going to come up, a friend's going to call, my in-laws are going to stop by, and that's going to mess with it. And I am not freshest in the afternoon at all. I am a morning person and I know that. And so my systems are set up accordingly. A lot of times when we are struggling to get consistent, it is a reflection of the fact that we have no system. Look at what you are doing that feels hard every day, or that feels like you're trying to figure it out every day, that you're having these conversations with yourself all day, every day of, I haven't done it yet. When am I going to do it? What's it going to look like? Should I even do it today? Should I wait till tomorrow? That tells me you have a real opportunity to put a simple structure or system in place. Guys, I shared on my social the other day that a lot of people think consistency is just about your will, but it's not. It's actually more about your skill. It's not a matter of willpower, because the fact is, willpower draws on your energy, on your emotion, and those things vary day to day. If you're super tired, you're not going to have the same amount of willpower as a day where you're feeling really well rested. It's a skill. Consistency is a skill. And I get very passionate about teaching this skill. I'm doing a free training Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you have not registered, please do. I do not want you to miss this. I have never introduced this four-part framework. It's a way of breaking it down so that it's tactical, it's strategic. You know where to start, you know where to stop, you know what to do in between. Not only that, for those of you that join me live, I'm going to have a gift to give to you that is worth about $500, and that will be given only to folks who are on there live. So put it on your calendar, block that time. Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, go to primalpotential.com/March, like the month of March, to register if you haven't already. I'll also put the link to register in the show description so you can grab it there if you don't remember primalpotential.com/March. But it's Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I really hope to see you there. And I will also see you tomorrow. Take care.